Hey there, and welcome back to another 4 Day Weekends podcast episode. We have a guest today. I'm super excited, Christy. So let me tell you a little bit about her, and we will jump into all about business and how business is working, what's not working, and what she's got going on over there, what seems to be working quite well. So I'm excited to hear from her. Christy Shavs is a business mentor and embodiment-based strategist who helps coaches and online service providers scale to six and multi-six figures with sustainable strategy, authentic sales, and a deep personal alignment. So I'm so excited to have you. And I know we started just a brief conversation, but and I'm just about to record a podcast about launching this fall. It does feel like things are a little bit shaky out there in the business world. I was just saying several of my friends have gone back and are shutting down their businesses or taking jobs or part-time jobs to help through whatever's happening out there. And I might not have my own ideas on that. Things are changing and we're moving into a different type of running our businesses. But I'm really excited to have you and to talk with you about how it's going for you, what you're doing out there that's working, and how your clients are running their businesses and what they're doing that's working. Because I know we talked before on our call and you were like, yes, we're doing this, but we're doing it in a very customized way.
Yeah, I'm so excited to dive into all of it and thank you for having me. And
Well,
yeah, I
tell
think
us a little bit about what you're doing exactly, and then we'll break it apart, if you will.
absolutely. So, yeah, I've been a coach now for the last 10 years and actually started coaching when I was 21 in college. Never planned to be a coach and just had someone approach me and said, "Huh, the way you're living your life, can my son learn from you?" And I said, sure. But it's taken me down the journey of then doing business coaching. And I love and I help so many women, not just in growing and scaling their businesses, but also really making sure your business is built to last and that you've built your business also around your life. And around, I think a lot of people end up building a lot of resentment and want to burn their business down because it's not built properly from the foundation and it's not built to scale and it's not built in a way that you love. Like, I feel like every single day, I actually read this quote this morning and I was like, wow, isn't it amazing that you're like tired from the work that you love doing and that you once dreamed of and now you're here? And I love that in business and really helping your people's whole business ecosystem work really all together. And so that's really what I do. And I will say that the biggest thing that I focus on a lot of, and I think it's really overlooked, is client retention. Client retention. I haven't launched in a year. I have not done one public launch, done anything. I had a baby last year and I just knew my business was built that I didn't need to. I truly built it intentionally that I did not need to launch. I always said I want a baby once I purposely had my business set up that it could really scale. Scaling does not mean it's not personalized, that it doesn't require a lot of me, but it's not me on Zoom calls all day long, like I used 2 years ago, of 30 plus hours on Zoom, to now it's like a couple hours on Zoom running my programs. And I think a lot of people overlook the value of customization and really client retention. Your clients, I think people focus so much on marketing and launching and funnels and freebies, and it's your hottest marketing tool is literally right in front of you and they're already paying you. And if you're not creating things that they want to stay, then that's going to impact your business.
Yeah, I love that because you're right. I don't hear many people talking about client retention. And I feel like we're very aligned because of course I've been running programs and courses and teaching running of course having a business that has leverage and having a business that is not just you showing up every moment, every time to teach every second because that is not sustainable, as you said, or I don't know, for me, it definitely isn't. I love that you're coming from that place of building sustainable businesses that can be scaled in a way that supports people. And just as my 4 day weekends, it's okay. Something that is built around your life and not the other way around, because so many times people get backed into a corner and they're like, I don't know how to get out of this. They're stuck in this. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit more about client retention. And I think even it's really important even more now as things aren't working the way they used to. And a lot of
Yeah.
these launches are not working. I think people are just tired of the same old funnels and those webinars, and the way that we were doing marketing a few years ago is I think it's over for the most part. I guess unless you're like a huge guru with thousands and thousands of people on your list and you can do what you want, but I'm just seeing that people want something a little bit different, or things are shifting in a way that is more personal, is more customized. And like you said, like we spend so much time focused over here on the new shiny lead magnets and the new and do these reels and do all this other stuff over here that we're forgetting about the assets that we have, whether that's just people that have worked with us before, people working with us now, or just some people, these low-hanging fruit.
Totally. Yeah. It was such a tickle in my throat right now. And I think that's like the biggest thing is it's there's, and I think it's a few things that helps with client retention I will name. So number one, it's you got to make sure that you're not overly focused on always trying to get new clients. If your mindset as a business owner is, how do I get new? How do I get new? And anyway, let's just call it out. Someone pays you, and anyway, you're like, oh, they're in, they're good, they're in my programs, and you do not treat them with the utmost 100% like you want them in your program. And I see that happen. Like people get a little bit, I'm just gonna say it, like a little lazy with their clients. Once they're in, they're like, oh, they're in the program. And you don't treat them as with the same quality of care that you would anybody else. And then I also think the other thing is people are over the generic way that programs are run, in my opinion. I think the generic, come on, get a hot seat, Q&A call, come in, go through a passive course. Like people don't want that. People want community, they want proximity, and they want customization. And if your programs aren't built to be dynamic, that keep your clients engaged, like I always say to my clients when I teach them how to create scalable programs, your job is to create a really dynamic program. If you're like, even though, yes, we are creating a program where people can get a result, I don't think people realize that it actually also is your job to keep them engaged throughout the program. People are not fully engaged. I always take that for me, my programs are 6 months. I always take it as feedback of how do I strengthen my program even more? How do I get even more creative in my program? And I really think that's the thing about client retention. So something for me that I do is my background is in embodied leadership, and I actually teach embodied leadership trainings with my mom and my brother. And so my skill is in learning how to read the room, learning how to read people. And so, in a way, what I do a lot of is I try to make sure that my programs are set up really well before people disengage. So, it's like I'm not waiting for people to disengage for me to make sure it's set up really well. And I think that's a massive part because then you don't have that drop off.
Yeah, you don't have the problems that you're getting them before they start. Like you just,
Exactly.
it's like that overcoming objections, only you're like, okay, what could go wrong here? Where are they going to get
Yes.
tripped up?
Yes.
And I love that because I feel like you're right. So many times people will just get the sale, just get the sale, just bring them in the program. And then, and this happened so many times with my clients as well, because they were like all about, how do I sell more courses? How do I sell courses? I'm like, well, people aren't getting through the course, then they're
Yeah.
not getting, you're getting the money, but they're not getting the transformation. And
Yeah.
ultimately, it goes back on you because no
Yes.
one's shouting from the rooftops about how amazing your program is if they stop in the middle of it, or they only get to module two, or they, oh, that was a waste of money. There's all those things that it's not you did something wrong, but you maybe could have done something a little better to keep them engaged, right? To help them get to the finish line. Some people just won't do it, but to try to keep them as, you know, be that cheerleader on the sidelines, right? Helping them through what, where are you having trouble? What can I do? That's why I always love to run like a live program, because you can see what's happening. And if people start dropping off, or there's a lot of problems about a particular week's work, you can be there and go, what else can I add in here that can help? Or what can I do? Or where's the confusion? And then you're really looking at it, because so many times we think people just get it because we get it and we've been teaching it for so long, but they're either like not getting it. And this happened to me so many times when I would start to bring my stuff out, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute,
Yeah.
I got to rewind about like 10 steps and go right to the very beginning. Because otherwise, they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Totally. And I think also, like, just speaking of that, I do think that courses are not, I think in some ways, like the passive courses that aren't engaging people, that people are just having a harder time with.
Oh, yeah.
I think post-COVID, no one wants to sit at their computer for hours watching a course. People want people. And if you really think about it, and this is where my background in transformational coaching comes in, and really in understanding the nervous system, is your body is wired for connection. And so your body craves, like, literally your nervous system to feel regulated, to feel confident, all of that. You need connection. You need connection with self. You need connection with others. You need connection with the world, like purpose, something greater than you. And you need connection with nature. And these are our four points of connection that we need. And so it's really important that your programs actually are designed that someone's nervous system can be regulated. And I know that might sound a little silly, but they need it. Like, people, when they feel safe, they feel open, they trust you, and they get more from it. They can actually learn. And this is where you actually take a nervous system approach to the way that your programs are run. And that's why, like, my programs, no call is ever the same. Nothing is ever exactly the same. I always keep it super dynamic because that's what people want. They want to feel engaged, not like I'm just sitting there generic thinking about things, right? Like, I don't want my people to know. I love my famous line in my programs is, I made a plan for the day, guys. I'm probably not going to stick with it. And they go, yes, I love that. And I never do. I never stick with the plan because I always read the room of what they're actually needing. And that's a leadership skill to be able to run, have a plan, go off the plan, and run your whole call for 2 hours. That is definitely a leadership skill, but I do think that's what's needed.
Yeah, I so agree. Like, I've been part of so many masterminds and different things where I'm basically just falling asleep at my desk, waiting for my chance to ask a question or whatever, or just even like these networking calls. That's why I started my own little different type of networking because I was like, there's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be better ways to do this that is more engaging and not just feeling like it's just time. Not that it's wasted. I feel like I do get something, but it's a lot of there's I get something for 3 minutes and then the other hour and a half, I'm just sitting there, like you said, or I'm working on something else at the same time, which is probably not ideal, right?
And I think that's why it's not, if we think about entrepreneurship and business, it's all about innovating. It's all about getting innovating, thinking ahead of the curve. Those are the people who win. Those are the people who are successful. You have to think outside of the box. And if you just try to follow suit, and it's funny because I think in a lot of ways have rejected a lot of the suits that people, even coaches, or tell me, do this funnel, do, even when master classes were like hitting it off, I never ran a master class how people run master classes. I truly ran it like a true value, a true workshop. I'm not like trying to seed my offer in there. I'm not trying to do all these things. And guess what? At the end, I pitch, it's a natural, like, I pitch what I have and I'm like, hey, you want to work with me? You want more of this? I got more of this. And it's a natural way. And I think that's the thing, is like, people are craving realness and human connection, and they're smart. They don't want these gimmicky ways of being sold to.
Exactly. It's so done. And it's, but I think a lot of people are like, what do we do? I know that's how I was at first because I'm like, gosh, I've been doing this for 15 years. And I got to a place last year where I was like, I don't want to do, if I have to do one more webinar, I'm just going to be like, I just cannot. I can't. So I just shut everything down. And I was like, I'm not going to do social media. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to get real. And that it was just like this tune back into nature and see what I'm going to bring forth because I don't want to do it this way anymore. And I know no one else wants to see it anymore. Nobody wants that. It isn't working anymore. And people who are still trying to do that, I think are just wasting their time right at this point. It's, yeah. So how do you help your clients then come up with some innovative ways? That's probably what you're teaching in your program, but can you give us a little bit of a little hints or like behind the scenes of what you help them with?
Absolutely. I'm very big about the topic around what your genius is and where you shine. So that's actually something of how I run my main program, Wealthy Woman. It's always been the like out of the box business program where I'm not going to put you in the box. I'm not going to say do what I did because what I did worked for me and I'm good at things that you're not good at and you're good at things that I'm not good at. And I think that's like the biggest thing is I do not teach my clients like follow my exact method because I think you gotta do the method that where you shine. Some people are phenomenal at teaching. Some people are phenomenal at talking. Some people are phenomenal at writing. Some people are amazing in person and chit-chatting, right? You have to build a business based off of where you shine and your genius. So number one is my big thing that I love to drive home with all my clients is to keep activating what their genius is. Where do they shine? What is the way to market that where they're going to shine? Because let's just say it, like all of these different modalities are skill sets, and some you are more naturally going to be drawn to. Now, I'm all for expanding your skill sets, and don't just because you're good at one area doesn't mean you shouldn't get good at another area. But don't try to be on video as your main marketing tool if you're not that good at video. Just don't do it. Go with another modality until you get good at video because there's a lot of people who are really good on video and you're not going to compete with them while you're learning it. And that's just like business, right? And so I just, and also if we think about the cycle that people go through in business, when they are feeling good and feeling confident and liking what they're doing, what do? They do more of it. And when you do more of it, more people see your stuff and more people buy. So that's why also I'm very big about picking marketing avenues that feel more fun and innovative for people. And that is the first start to all of it is like, where do you shine? What's your genius style? And then two, I'm very big about also people. In terms of like them being able to create clients is it really is about them finding their way of I treat every business differently, to be honest. And I coach even in my group program, it's very personalized to what makes sense for your stage of business. 'Cause I think this is the thing that's often overlooked is, oh, you're starting out. You should just post on social media. No, you shouldn't in my world. Like, absolutely, that is not the only avenue you should be doing. You actually should. In my opinion, really, your job when you're starting out is visibility. You got to get wide and you got to get in front of more people. Social media is one of those tools, but we really need to set up like multiple avenues in the beginning as you're building up. Then, once you have audience, sure. Like, I've never gone to a networking group in my life, right? I've never done it once. Why? I didn't need to. But that's because I had my avenues and I already had a client base. So it's different. And that's why I think. The biggest thing I will say is, I think what is needed is a really customized approach to where your business is at and looking at what makes sense based off your skill and your current network.
Yeah, it's not cookie cutter and it's not gonna work because I've been there too, like inside of other people's programs, and it's this isn't what I need, and this is not where I don't need that. And it's a waste of time. I also love what you were saying about staying in your genius, and I wanted to piggyback off what you were saying about doing what you love or what you feel confident doing because you'll do more of it. And I just put out this whole thing about sacred marketing because it really is the energetics behind it. No amount of you like forcing yourself to do the videos, how even if you were like, it was okay, you've got this like weird energy that's going to come from that. And people are going to be like, I don't know what's wrong with that, but just something's not right. It's that inner energy. And if we hate what we're doing, then that comes through, whether we think it comes through or not, whether it looks like it comes through, that energy is not there. So if you are doing something you don't like, or just because someone told you to do it, that's not great. And like you said, sticking with what you feel confident with, what you love to do. And you don't need eight different ways. You just need one that works and one that you feel confident and feel comfortable with and speaking out in whatever way, like you said, whatever way that is for you, find that and then run with it.
1,000%. And I think that's the thing is too many people look at what other people are doing and think, oh, if I do what she did or he did or whoever, then I'm going to get their results. And they're not looking at the person that they are. And they're not looking at one, their natural skill sets. Like everyone, I think, has natural skill sets, right? I look at even my two nieces, and one niece is a super go-getter, like out there. The other one is so thoughtful, right? They're naturally just different people, right? Same parents, same different people. And I think that's the thing, is like you need to create your business one from what are you naturally good at, and then we build your skill set. Then we go, like for me, I've learned copy, I've learned messaging. My natural skill set, talking. Why do I love podcasts as a tool? This is my jam. I love talking. I don't need a script. I don't get nervous. I'm not like any of that. I love it. It's just my jam. And how you also know, I just want to say for any of your listeners, is listen to the feedback. People will tell you when your energy feels right, is the best way of putting it. Like people will be like, wow, that email really touched me. Or, oh my gosh, that video you made. One of the biggest things I get is people say, it was your podcast that got me, Christy. Like just listening to you talk about business got me. And so people are literally going to tell you when it feels like you're in your alignment, it will be clear because it will land for people. If it's not landing, then it's probably not your avenue. And again, you can build it, but don't use it as your main avenue.
Once you've got something working really well, you can look at some of these other auxiliary things, but stay in your lane.
In your lane.
Stop looking for the shiny new thing that's coming, or the trends, or when everybody said, you have to do video. And everybody said, oh, I guess everybody has to drop everything and do video. Let's
Right.
talk a little bit, let's swing around a little bit to client
Yeah.
retention, because I know this is all sort of part of that.
Yeah.
But when, and I know that we talked about this before, as a person who usually had shorter type programs,
Yeah.
and maybe that's just not the way I do it or whatever, but I was more like, hey, come in, learn your thing, and then move along.
Yeah.
So, how can you help us reframe, or what do you suggest when it comes to doing like keeping clients on or giving them something next?
Yeah. I think one, for anyone who likes shorter programs, is to think about what is their resistance to a longer program and what is that resistance? Like just getting curious. I'm always big about curiosity. Is there resistance to a longer program? Do you feel more responsible for someone if they're in your program longer? Because here's what I will say. I don't care what niche it is, things take time. They take time. You're not gonna implement. You can learn 6 weeks, something, but to implement it, to live it, to make it a lifestyle, to really change your life, you need more time. And so I personally think having programs that are longer, if people are open to it, and it's not for everyone, I will speak on both sides, but I do think that's where people are gonna just see better results. One, because they have time, because let's be honest, it doesn't matter the niche. They are going to hit a sticking point and they're not going to be able to implement what they've learned. And that is where you come in. And it is those moments that you come in, that's when they become your client for life. Because just like, for instance, I had a call yesterday on my program, and one of my girls, it's a business program, and one of my girls is navigating a health situation, and she didn't show up for 3 weeks. And I was like tapping her. And those are the moments that people go, wow, this person on the other side of the screen like actually cares about me, because I'm not just, okay, talk to me about your business problem. It's like, let's talk, what's going on? And that those are the moments that would take someone out of the game, where they could go, I couldn't implement it. I had this thing happen in life. But I think those longer programs really give you an opportunity to build a relationship with your clients, is number one. And again, I really just want to mention this. This year in my business, I've had a 98% client retention rate. I don't need one new lead coming in. And all my leads, it's so easy to get referrals when you have a client retention rate like that. So I think one is I do recommend longer programs because I think people can see bigger transformation. It doesn't need to be 6 months. That's just mine because it's business, but it's up to you. And I think that the other thing is if it is shorter, so there's a few things you can do. One is you want to have something that either they can be an affiliate for you in some way, or they could refer people to you and there's some benefit to them, so that you are, because the best referrals are from people who liked working with you. And the other way that you could also do it is have something else for them to move into. So I think I teach something called 360-degree offers, where Ideally, I want that clients can always stay in my world. I don't want it to be like they're done and now they have to go find someone else for their next level. I want my programs to be their next level. And so when we actually think about a client journey, you really want to think about where are they starting with you and how are you holding them, all the way through. And I've had someone who joined my first ever group program 4 years ago, and she is now in my mastermind for 2 years, the last 2 years. And she's still in it. She's like, I'm a lifer, Christy. And that's just because I keep meeting her where she's at. And I also have a program for her that meets her where she's at.
And do you look and see where people are and go, okay, now they need this, and these people have graduated, and I'm going to move them into these four people are ready to go into this next level. And then you just create something that is what they need next.
So I actually do it differently. So my offers are super simple. I have two main offers. I have one main wealthy woman is like my main program that most people start at, and then people move into my mastermind. And my mastermind and people stay in wealthy woman. So I have people on their third, fourth round in wealthy woman because it's not a learn everything and be done. It's really how do you scale up your business to six figures? Then once you're at six figures, my mastermind is going to teach you how to scale up to beyond. And so it's a very natural, there's always somewhere that they can stay and there's always somewhere that they can give value. Now, something I want to mention, the reason why people stay is because I keep innovating the program. I do not, I've even just now, I've spent probably the last 2 months of redoing all the curriculum. Every 6 months I redo most of the curriculum because business changes. And I think that's one of the things is when you teach outdated strategies, you get bad results. It's just,
And then also, if people are staying around for a couple of years, they might be like, okay, I've heard this four times now, or it starts to get a little stale or a little outdated. If that's your plan is to have people keep going, then you have to keep on top or ahead of whatever's happening so that you can bring back, here's what's actually working out there right now. Or because things are changing so quickly. It used to be maybe a while where you could just say, okay, here's how it works. But I think in the, it's at least since COVID, things are rapidly just shifting and changing within, like you said, 6 months, not even just a year here. In the last few years, things have changed. Whoa. Things are moving so rapid that it's nice. I can see the benefit to your clients for to have somebody like you who are like, I'm out there, I'm teaching what's the latest things or the way I see it, and then bringing it in a way that feels fresh and that feels like exciting or interesting, at least. Sometimes learning stuff for business is not super fun, but making it as engaging as possible to keep them going. Okay, great. I've got her over here, and she's always bringing me something new and fun.
And I do a lot of that. And also in how I run the actual programs is I innovate in the program. So I'm constantly looking at, even just now with my program, I added in more personal touch to it. I switched it around. I changed the way our calls were run. I have less calls, but more high potent calls. So I'm always looking at, again, what does the client need to be met? What do they need to get a result? And I don't get complacent ever in my programs. I just am always on that job like all the time because it works. And I love personally, I love having clients for years. I think they start to build your community. And I'm very big about people want community. They're never going to say they want it, but I'm telling you, they want it. And when your core people start to build, they're the foundation of your culture and your community. And they do a lot. And that's why when new people come into my programs, it's like there's so many people who have already been with me for years in my programs that they know this is the culture, this is what we do here. We're really warm, we're really friendly, we're really warm. We're going to get super uncomfortable because that's what I do for them. And so I think that's also the other benefit of having people for years is you're not having to deal with all this like awkward newness that people do when you're starting a new program.
They're just like, oh, let me join the club. And then they come in, and you've got these people who are like, oh, okay, I'll show you the ropes. Yeah, that's great. And the other thing that came through my head when you were talking about, like, in the middle of your program, you're changing it up, like, immediately, I was like, that's interesting, because usually that, and I know I've coached one of my friends on this. She's like, I just can't keep going this way. We have to change things up. But this is what I said I was going to do. This is what they signed a contract for. And, but I'm a shoot, maybe for you, you're like, hey, you never know what you're going to get inside my program. And if they come that way, but maybe other people are like, oh, I don't know if I should change in the middle of the year because they expected one call a
Sure.
week for 90 minutes or, you know what I mean? We get stuck in our own
Yeah.
way with it, keeping going with what they said they were going to provide at the beginning, even if it's not working anymore, or
Totally.
they see a better way they could do it.
Yeah, and I just want to be clear. When I change it, I'm always giving more value, and it's all I am. Like my program was, and I always go above and beyond. So my agreement always is two or three group calls a month. I used to do six sometimes in the past. And now I don't. And now they have like cohorts. And now they have these, they get a session with my social media strategist, right? So I've added in more support. And I think that is something that is good to know is, yeah, don't overpromise. Like I'd rather commit to like on my sales page, have less calls and then give more to them because it gives me freedom. And that's what I do. Like summertime, these girls have less calls on their calendar because I know everyone's out there doing their thing. They're not going to show up as much. But come September, I have already bonus calls and people coming in because I know it's the season. And so I think it's also designing your programs to meet people in the season that they're also going to be in is really important.
Yeah, it's that surprise and delight, right? Like you'd rather
Yeah.
be like, "Ooh, we're gonna get a special workshop," and have
Yeah.
rather than, "Oh, we didn't have that fourth call again this month or whatever."
Yes.
Instead, it's seen as a gift or an extra thing, or like you said, or when it's ready or right, not just giving them.
Yeah.
Like you said, in the summertime, it's, oh gosh, people are missing them. They're going off. They're doing their stuff, and then
Yeah.
bringing it when they're actually gonna get the benefit of the calls or the whatever
Right.
you're bringing them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
Any other final things you want to say about client retention or just what's going on out there right now? Any other tips that we could leave us with? I would love.
Yeah, I would say I think that the biggest thing is there's two ways to operate when you're running a business. One way is to get caught in what isn't working or what's happening out there. And the other way is to be like, I'm an entrepreneur. And the whole point of entrepreneurship is to be innovative. It's not designed, entrepreneurship is not designed for your business to stay the same and for it to work. So anywhere that your mind gets stuck in, oh, why isn't it working? It should working. Just means you're not in your entrepreneurship mind. You've gone back to your corporate mindset, is what I like to tell my clients. That's corporate, right? Expect the same, keep it going, get my little pay raise. Luckily for me, I've never been in corporate, so I don't fall into that mindset because I've never had the stability of a stable paycheck that I know coming in and all those different things. I've never had that. So because of that, it's forced me to always be innovative, to always be creative. And I love it. And I've never had a failed launch or a dip in my business because of it, because I think it's really how looking at how you look at the world and how you look at your business and how you think about it will really help you in being. And it's not about, I just also want to name, it's not about working hard. It's just about activating the questions that you need to activate at the right time.
Yeah, it is that old working smart, but this is not even that. It's working, I don't know, like you said, it's this innovation. It's like thinking
Right.
outside that box and
Yeah.
not just checking off all the boxes. It's like, how can
Yeah.
we just get them out the box, give them something really great, really make it work? I love your whole look, your attitude toward it. And I can see why people will want to stay with you because it's so fresh and it's so different. And it's, oh, this is something that's a new way of looking at it. And yeah, business is business and you're teaching things or whatever, but you're also modeling, right? The way to do it. If they're like, this is completely different. What do I do? And you're like, hey, today
Yeah.
we're gonna stand up and have a dance party or whatever.
Exactly.
We're gonna do
Totally.
something really fun. And that's, oh, okay. So I love that. And I feel like you're doing a great service to your clients. What's the best way for people to find you and to get in your community and your world?
Yes. Yeah, you can just come find me on Instagram, come say hello. I love chatting with people, connecting with people, and I have my lots of different ways that you can connect with me and free things that you can dive into. And I'm just always here. Like my big philosophy is I'm a human to human. I'm here to help people. I'm not here to just, I always say I'm not in it for the money. I do this because I love it. I do it because I love people and I love helping people.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much, Chrissy. This has been awesome.
Yeah.
And until next time, then I will see you guys then.